One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hillbilly Horror Stories presents Eerie Encounters.
When I was a little girl, around 5 years old, I always had this recurring nightmare. One day, I was talking to my mother. We get on topic of nightmares. I start off telling her the basics of the nightmare, and she guessed all of the details, saying that she had the exact same dream when she was just a little girl. Here is the nightmare. It starts off at the top of some stairs. These stairs spiral down, and they square with walls on both sides of the staircase with no railings. The walls were gray like cement. The stairs were like old wood. My mother stood at the top with me, and she started running down the stairs in front of me. She told me over and over not to look behind me, and no matter how much I wanted to, I couldn't because of fear and the sense that whatever it was would have caught me if I did. Each turn around a corner, my mother got more and more steps ahead of me. I remember the stairs having many cracks in them, and even some of them missing. Snakes, frogs, and flies were in the corner of some of the stairs, so I skipped over them. In the nightmare, the last time I saw my mom was when she turned a corner before me, and I never saw her again. Although it sounds cliche, the last thing I saw of my mom was her hair as she turned the corner. During the dream, I never once looked back, and when my mother disappeared, I sped up trying to make it to the bottom as fast as I could, that thing still behind me getting closer. It came to the point when, even though you shouldn't feel anything in a dream, I felt the hot, wet breath of whatever it was. I finally made it to the bottom, and it opened to this room, much like a prison cell. Cement walls of an unfinished basement, cement flooring, and the room only had two things in it, a toilet and a blue bunk bed, much like the one I had at the time. I knew I had to go to sleep in the dream so I could wake up, so I ran to the bed and I got in the bottom bunk. On the top were many different animal parts, coming over the top like elephant trunks and feet, zebra legs, ape arms, etc. That's the last thing that happened before I wake up, and it was the same every time. I know it could just be a coincidence, but all the details my mom said were exactly the same, right down to the feeling of fear from whatever was chasing us and the small bugs on the stairs. The only difference is that my mom's dream was with her mother. The dream was my very first memory of what true fear feels like, and it was so vivid, and the fact that I felt so many feelings during it, I just need to know if I should pay more attention to it. That story was from Kim in Ontario, Canada. So this is a story that my grandmother told me a few months ago. My grandmother is not overly spiritual or paranoid. She does not make up stories. She's what I would call a no-nonsense type of lady, and I so truly believe every word of the story. My grandmother's grandmother, my great-great-grandmother, was said to have been cursed with the evil eye. I believe that's what she called it. Every time she went near a church, she would go into some kind of a fit, almost like a seizure. Her husband, my great-great-grandfather, wanting desperately to help her, allegedly came to possess some kind of a book that detailed many rituals for different occasions. I do not know the specifics of this book or how he came to find it, neither does my grandmother. People in the family do not talk about this. He and his good friend apparently went into the woods one day to perform one of the rituals in the hopes of curing this quote-unquote evil eye. But something must have gone seriously wrong. My great-great-grandfather's friend died that day in the woods, I believe of a heart attack, and my great-great-grandfather himself went insane. He literally spent the rest of his life in an insane asylum. He must have dropped the book in the woods because he didn't have it with him when he came running out. That's the extent of information that I could get out of my grandmother, though I did learn that later my great-great-grandmother was exorcised, and since the exorcism, she was able to enter churches with no problem. Like I said, I believe every word of this story, and it still creeps me out to this very day. That story came from Rebecca in Western New York. I just returned home from a long day at work. I was recovering from bronchitis and did not feel like cooking or doing any dishes. I talked my husband into going out for some Asian food, something we rarely do because he is not fond of this type of cuisine. We enter the restaurant. I brought my thermal mug of water with me in case I had a coughing spell. It's mainly a takeout place, but there are 4 tables for people who want to eat in. I talked my husband into eating at the restaurant so we would have no mess to clean up when we got home. While we waited, my husband amused himself by reading the Chinese horoscope on his placemat. So while we were sitting there, quite a few people came and went, ordering and picking up their food. It seemed like we waited an eternity. Is our food ever going to be ready? I thought to myself. Just as this thought was running through my melon, a mother and her teenage son entered the restaurant. They both were dressed in all black and had dark hair. The mother approached the counter and proceeded to place her order. The young man started to approach my table. I thought, well, this is odd. It was like he was walking right to me. I looked up. He had a look of utter surprise that I was there. I could also sense that he was very angry. I could literally feel him think, "What are you doing here? Why don't you leave? This is my territory." Now, I'm not a psychic, and I don't read minds, so this was a very unfamiliar experience. I then noticed his eyes were all black, void of any light. I sensed pure evil. A voice in my head said, "Don't look into his eyes." I started to sweat. I wanted to leave. My throat felt as if it would close up at any second. But then he turned and sat down. Now, our food was now ready. I picked at it. "What's wrong?" said my husband. "Let's take our food home," I said. I grabbed 2 takeout boxes off the counter and began putting my food in one of the containers. "I thought you didn't want to," I heard my husband saying in the background, but I wasn't listening. I wanted to get the hell out of there. I felt completely panicked. As I was leaving, I looked his way. He had struck up a conversation with a waiting customer. I just had to peek at his eyes. They were normal now. He smiled at me and curled up the side of his lip. "I know what you are," I said to him inside my head. "I rebuke you. Stay away from me and mine." My husband and I left and went home. Since this odd experience, I have since found other people have had similar experiences. I never want to have another one as long as I live. The story was sent by Sunny in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hi, everyone. I wanted to share my story. I will start off with the Shadow People. When I was about 8 or 9 years old, I was with my brother. We were playing some games on his bunk bed. We were on the top bunk when all of a sudden, we heard running down the hall. We looked out the bedroom window and we could see two black figures running back and forth, fast. They just kept running back and forth over and over. Eventually, they stopped and we stopped looking out the window for about a minute. When we looked back out the window, they were standing at the window staring at us. After this incident, I didn't see them for years, until about 2 years ago. One day, I was in my room, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw someone walking. I thought it was my sister, but then I realized that my sister isn't that tall. So I followed it through the kitchen to my back door, where it stopped and just disappeared. Recently, I've been seeing shadow people a lot more. They're basically everywhere I go. One incident was when I was at school one day. I was on my way to lunch, and there were these three black shadows just staring at me at the other end of the hall. One of them had something in its hand, but I couldn't really make out what it was. Also, a couple of weeks ago, I was walking my dogs with my sister, and all of a sudden, black shadows just started appearing everywhere, surrounding the church parking lot, and I felt sick after that. A couple of nights ago, it was 1 a.m., I was about to go to sleep when I felt someone get on my bed. I thought it was my grandma because she usually sleeps on the floor, so I let it be. But then I heard my grandmother on the floor, and at the same time, someone touched my hair. I didn't turn around because I was too afraid. I eventually drifted off to sleep. Now I'm going to talk about my dreams. Lately, I've been having a lot of dreams. Sometimes they feel like premonitions because last week I had a dream about me getting into a car accident and getting hurt. That same day, my uncle came into my house saying that he had just gotten into an auto accident, and his back got injured even more. Also that same week, the next day, which was Thursday, I had a dream that my closest aunt had cancer. I was able to see her suffer, and at the end, she passed away. The dream felt like it lasted forever. That evening, we got a phone call about one of my aunts that I wasn't particularly close to, but she had died from cancer. I knew she was in the hospital, but I didn't know for what. Every now and then, I feel pain before someone is inflicted with it. For example, one day I was with my cousin, my aunt, and my grandmother. We were leaving some club, and all of a sudden, I had a really sharp pain in one of my wrists, and shortly after, on my other wrist. There were no scratch marks or any marks at all. It was just hurting for about 5 minutes, and then it just stopped like nothing happened. That night, I found out that one of my friends tried to commit suicide by slitting her wrists. I have other incidents as well. For example, I'll hear people calling my name. These people sound exactly like my family members. But when I ask if they called me, they say that they didn't. I get scratches every once in a while, and I always feel like someone's watching me, even as I type out this email. Sometimes my animals won't get near me. They will be scared and start barking or growling or hissing at me. I hear people talking. Things open and close by themselves. My animal starts staring at the wall for long periods of time, watching something, and sometimes I get bumps that look like letters or symbols, but I can never really quite figure out what it means or what it is. I also get bad feelings. I feel something touching me, and the thing that's been freaking me out the most is that now when I go somewhere like the kitchen, the lights start flickering. Same thing for the refrigerator. Televisions start messing up, like the speakers start popping, and all of a sudden I get sick. Sometimes I'm able to say the time without even looking at any clocks and say what is about to happen. Able to know who's going to call before receiving the call and able to see things that others can't. I'm currently 15 years old. I feel like all this has been going on forever, but I don't know it hasn't. I just want an explanation for all this. My family tells me that I'm imagining some of these things, but lately, whatever it is has been making its presence known. I say this because on the 4th of July, we were gone all day long, and we were talking about how much fun we were having, and all of a sudden, all the lights just started flickering, and all the power turned off. We knew it wasn't the fuses or any electrical wiring messed up or burned out because the power turned back on after 2 minutes. The story was sent by Mercedes in Florida. You have been listening to Hillbilly Horror Stories Presents Eerie Encounters. If you have an eerie encounter that you would like read on the show, please send it to hillbillyhorrorstories@gmail.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.